In China, there's a new coronavirus lockdown in the northwestern provinces. Officials are slowly reopening other parts of the country while trying to avoid new outbreaks. But farther south in Beijing, an official announcement that has nothing to do with the coronavirus is rattling the world today. That's a spokesperson for China's National People's Congress, Zhang Yisui, today. He's announcing a new proposed law that would give the Communist Party full control over Hong Kong. It would end the One Country, Two Systems framework that has given Hong Kong autonomy from mainland China for more than two decades. Wilson Leung is an attorney in Hong Kong and a member of the Progressive Lawyers Group. He says Beijing does not have the legal authority to enact national security laws on behalf of Hong Kong's government.
Beijing is proposing to do it directly for Hong Kong, thereby bypassing the city's own legislature, which in fact is already dominated by pro-Beijing parties. But Beijing is proposing to take it even further and directly draft a document to be applied in Hong Kong.
Article 23, as I understand it, of Hong Kong's mini-constitution, it's known as the Basic Law, says a city must enact national security laws to prohibit, quote, treason, secession, sedition, and subversion against the Chinese government. So legally, can't China do this?
In fact, it's fairly clear that Hong Kong is supposed to do it on its own. So it's actually very clear from the words of Article 23 itself. And it's also clear from another article, Article 18, that Beijing is only supposed to do direct legislation in very specific categories, namely things relating to defense, foreign affairs, and other matters not within the autonomy of Hong Kong. So it was specifically written in the Basic Law that Beijing is not supposed to directly legislate for Hong Kong for most matters. And specifically for national security, it's supposed to be done by Hong Kong on its own. And this was a very important protection that was built in. It was a promise that on this, you know, very important and potentially controversial matter, at least it would be Hong Kong people writing the laws for itself. And we've seen Beijing now just completely wipe that aside.
So here's what Hong Kong lawmaker Dennis Kwok, he's a founding member of the Civic Party. Here's what he makes of this move by China's government.
I just want to say to the international community that this is the end of Hong Kong. This is the end of one country, two system. Make no mistake about it, that Beijing, the Central People's Government, has completely breached its promise to the Hong Kong people, a promise that was enshrined in the Sino-British Joint Declaration and the Basic Law. And they are now completely walking back on their obligation owed to the Hong Kong people. This is it. Make no mistake about it.
Wilson Leung, does that sound like a fair assessment?
It's a strong assessment and also a fair one.
So if the security law goes through, what would it mean in practical terms for the citizens of Hong Kong, just in their everyday lives?
Well, of course, the details are still to be announced, but it's a fair guess to say that it will be quite a heavy restriction on the freedom of expression and the freedom to demonstrate and to protest in this city. Because we've seen how in mainland China itself, very broad terms such as national security or terrorism or secession or even picking quarrels are used to suppress dissent and to crush the opposition. So there's a real risk and a real danger that similar moves are going to be used in Hong Kong to effectively suppress all signs of the protests and dissent to Beijing.
Wilson, why do you think Beijing is introducing the security law now?
I think it has this idea that the world is distracted by COVID-19. And so we've seen a number of things it's been doing, not just in Hong Kong, but around the world. So we've seen moves in the Taiwan Straits. We've seen moves in the South China Sea. And we've also seen actually other tough moves in Hong Kong itself in the past few weeks. For example, on another issue, they proclaim for the first time that they have the right to intervene in Hong Kong's affairs, which seems to be in breach of another article in the Basic Law. But they've been asserting that right. And now we've seen yet another blow. And I think they're calculating that the world won't do anything because it's distracted and relies on China for various protective equipment.
So China has tried to do something like this before and failed precisely because of the wave of opposition on the ground there in Hong Kong. But now, given the clampdown on movement due to the coronavirus, won't the opposition have a very difficult time mobilizing?
I think that's a correct concern. We've seen that the social distancing restrictions have been extended to June 4th, coincidentally the night of the annual Tiananmen Vigil. So that's been held off. And we've seen in the last few weeks how the police have cracked down quite violently and also selectively against any attempts to protest. So we've seen quite disturbing scenes on the ground. We've seen hundreds of people arrested. We've seen riot police press 10-year-old children to the ground and so on.
So, Wilson, what do you see coming in the months ahead?
I see very tough times for Hong Kong indeed. We've seen that Beijing is now shaking off any traces of restraint. And in fact, we saw that they backed down from a similar law in 2003 after protests. Even in 2015, when they enacted their own national security law, we saw that they pulled back from directly legislating for Hong Kong on the same law. But we've seen that they've now removed any restraint. They're sharpening their knives and seem to be intent on crushing the opposition once and for all, and by hook or by crook.
Wilson Leung is a Hong Kong-based lawyer and a member of the Progressive Lawyers Group. Thanks for being with us. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
The National People's Congress says asserting control over Hong Kong will improve its governance and ensure long-term stability for the territory. China's foreign ministry sent a letter to ambassadors in Beijing urging them to support the move. The Congress will hold its annual session starting tomorrow. The law could pass as early as next week.